Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very happy to sit with you in meditation today. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, if possible. And it can help to put a cushion under your feet to raise your knees. That's sometimes more comfortable for people. But if that's not comfortable, just sit some way that is. So as we get settled, I want to share with you a few thoughts about working with strong emotions and how our meditation practice can help. Why? Because so many strong emotions. So many of us are feeling disappointment, anger, fear, confusion, uncertainty. That was just this morning. So many strong feelings and so much discomfort. And I'm here to tell you that your meditation practice can help a lot, but not by turning off the emotion itself, not by turning down the volume of the emotion. It helps in other ways. And I'm going to explain how, and then I'm going to give you an example, and then we're going to sit together. So, first, let me make sure the mic is on. So in the Buddhist view, there are three ways to relate with strong emotions, painful emotions. The first view says, you know what? Pacify. Calm down. Let it go. Relax. It's not doing you any good. In fact, it can cause harm. That's accurate. That's accurate. But we can't always do that. The second view says that strong emotion that's painful and difficult is a powerful tool that you can use to open your heart to others. It's a bridge of compassion, because when you meet someone who feels what you feel for the reasons you feel it, your heart will just blossom open to them. You will understand them. You will be able to accompany them, perhaps help them. It creates compassion. If you feel and explore and allow the emotion, if you get to know it, you could be helpful to others who feel the same thing. That's really good. Both are good. The third view, and the view to uppermost in the tradition I was trained in, says every strong emotion, every negative, painful emotion is a masked form of wisdom. It's hiding wisdom, not in the form of a lesson to teach you or even a path to healing an old wound, although those are great things, but because the energy of the emotion is a form of wisdom itself. Now, what does that mean? How do you do that? And we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to use the emotion of anger as an example, because that's a really hard one. That's a damaging one. That's one that can cause you to make very bad decisions, hurt others and yourself. Very hard. But there's a lot to be angry about at the same time. So it's reasonable and good and sensible to be angry. Now what? So the suggestion I want to make is for 99% of us who are not anger masters. There are anger masters out there. I've seen them. They express their anger in such a way that it cuts through delusion, it wakes everyone up, and it clarifies what is important. If you are one of those people, I cheer for you. That's great. I'm not one of those people, and I don't think most of us are. The rest of us have to look for a different way to handle our anger. So how do you do that, and how does our meditation practice help? So the great Buddhist teacher Pema Chodron said, when it comes to strong feelings, feel the feelings and drop the story. And that's the whole formula right there. Feel the feeling. When we feel something painful, we want to get away from it by whatever means, by taking it out on someone, explaining it away, sublimating it. This advice starts with just feel it. And usually for most of us, what that means is in the body. When you feel angry, what does it feel like as far as you know? For some people, your shoulders might go like this, or you might feel your face get all smushy, or you might feel heat. You might feel icy cold. That's what I feel when I get angry. Just cold. Where is it for you? In your body, which is where most people feel feelings. But some people feel it in the environment. The environment changes. That's what happens for me. It gets feels dark. It doesn't get dark, but it feels dark, or it feels heavy, or it feels claustrophobic. Wherever you find the feeling, let your tension settle there. It's not pleasant, I know, but let your relax with it. Bring it in, because the more you try to fight it and foist it off, the stronger it's going to come back at you. So we can take a seat of power through feeling. And then there's a story that comes with the feeling, and it may be a really good story. And it includes things like, this is why it happened. This is how we can make it never happen again. This is what I'm going to do. This is what you should never do. Great. Let those things wait, because those are thoughts. And they may, again, be super on point, but they're not feelings. Thoughts are not feelings. So we feel the feeling and let the story rest. Stay over here. And when we do, something begins to metabolize that connects us to the wisdom energy of anger. So what is that wisdom energy, and how does our practice help? We will get to that. When you are angry, no matter how you experience the feeling, it's pretty unlikely that you're also sleepy. Anger and sleepy don't go together. When you're angry, you're awake. You're sharp. You're one-pointed. Wakefulness and sharpness and one-pointedness are not bad things. They're value neutral. When you're angry, the whole world shrinks to the point of what you're angry about. Everything shrinks and you're focused on one thing. That can feel very claustrophobic on one hand, but on the other hand, it puts you in contact with a rapidly diminishing skill in our modern world, which is the ability to focus. So if you let the story go, you can feel more directly the energy of awake, sharp, not letting this go, and focused. Those are powerful skills. And the story, for a time, can distract us from it. So, okay, you may be thinking, Susan, that sounds good. How do I do that? Well, you know how to do it, because you know how to practice meditation, which we're going to do momentarily. And if this is your first time meditating, you will know how to do it momentarily. So when we sit to meditate, we let our attention rest on the breath. Oh, I wonder what's for lunch, or I'm really worried about this, or I'm scared I have a disease. Okay, let that go. Come back to this breath. I have all these things to do at work. This is a waste of time. I better be getting something out of this. I wonder what's happening in the apartment next door. There's thoughts, no one totally ordinary. You let them go and you come back. So as we practice this in meditation on the cushion with the breath, very, very important skill is engendered. Because when we go out into the world, pointing at my front door, you can focus on what you encounter in your life. And when stories arise to distract you from the present, you know how to let them go to come back, because you have practiced doing this with your breath over and over and over again. So when it comes to anger, if you want to feel it and access the underlying wisdom of anger, you can let your attention rest on the anger. Doesn't feel good, but it's a very powerful and brave move. And let the story go, and then it'll come back. Well, they did this and I said that. Let go and come back to this feeling. Because you have practiced with this breath and this one, you know how to do that. So, as mentioned earlier, anger is claustrophobic. It feels very small and tight. But because we know how to meditate, we also now know how to introduce space between our thoughts and feelings, our sensations and thoughts into our inner environment. So if you want to work with your strong emotions, this is a really great path for doing so. Don't take my word for that. Let's sit together and see for yourself the impact of this practice on your life. And let me know, because I really want to know. Okay. So our practice begins with the way we take our seat. And that begins with recognizing that we're in a body, not living up here or out here. We're in a body. This is home. We like some parts, we don't like others. Nonetheless, this is home base, and we're going to settle back in here by bringing awareness to our body through the posture. So the legs are crossed loosely in front, as mentioned earlier, or the feet are flat on the floor. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, and sit up straight and connect with your own dignity through this upright posture. You're going to sit with yourself. That's a brave thing to do. And it's dignified, so you can feel that, perhaps. So we're sitting up straight and letting the front body soften a lot. The belly, the chest, the throat. And the shoulders can relax too. There's nothing to carry. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. Let all the muscles of speech relax, the jaw, the tongue, the throat. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose, no breathing technique. And the eyes are open because we're practicing being awake. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet, or whatever feels comfortable for you. And let there be a sense of receiving through the eyes rather than searching through the eyes. Let your attention rest on the wave of breath, which does not mean observe the breath. It means feel the breath. Feel the body breathe in and out. And let your mind rest on this wave, breathing in and out. Feeling the body breathe. Let your mind be as it is, meaning it's always got thoughts in there. That's no problem. No effort to change that. Most of your thoughts will come and go on their own without really distracting you from your breath. Great. However, if you notice that you become absorbed in a line of thought to the point where you're no longer aware of your breath at all, here's what to do. Notice that. Label that moment thinking, so you start to be able to discern between the mind that's thinking and the mind that's meditating. That's thinking. Let go. Doesn't matter what the thought is, just let go. Gently come back to this breath and begin again, feeling the body breathe. So we'll sit together for a few more minutes in silence until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together. Next week, we'll talk about a different strong emotion, in this case, neediness. And the week after that, we'll talk about deceit and so on. So please look for the next videos on this Working with Difficult Emotions series.